You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Do mascots and nicknames matter? They certainly do in some places. We'll talk about that in today's edition of the Gym Class. Mark Dukes alongside Todd Brommelkamp again today. I want to thank Todd again for sitting in and pushing the buttons that Buttons usually does and helping out co-hosting here while Scott Unas taking his last day of vacation.
Last day, I promise.
Okay.
Scott will be back tomorrow.
Also going to visit with Cal Eldred, Kansas City Royals pitching coach, Urbana native, in the back half of the hour. Certainly talk about the divisional series that are continuing. And news of the day, and we'll touch on that at the top here. In the COVID-19 world, number one ranked world golfer Dustin Johnson testing positive. Soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo, the same. We wish both of those guys a quick recovery. Don't know to the extent whether they're asymptomatic or what, but we wish them well. And as we do everyone that has been infected or affected by the virus. Clayton Kershaw, scratch from tonight's start against the Atlanta Braves, who hold a 1-0 lead in the series. The Dodgers in trouble, Todd.
That's the poll question today. KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his staff doing outstanding work in their field since 2003. I don't know. Maybe. I was not expecting them to lose last night, and I think the more troubling revelation here is they apparently knew that Clayton Kershaw's back may be an issue this weekend and still chose to throw Dustin May in relief last night in game one. Dustin May is a guy that I would have no qualms turning to as a starting option. Instead, they're going with Tony Gonsolin today, another very good young right-handed pitcher. But boy, I think the Braves may sense an opportunity here.
That's the early game today in the National League Division Series, Braves and Dodgers getting underway about 5 o'clock, I think, first pitch. And you may or may not hear some of that on our 102.3 and 1600 frequencies as we bring you tonight's game between the Houston Astros and the Rays. So that, again, is tonight. We'll also have National Football League action, 6 o'clock, the postponed game between Tennessee and Buffalo. Both teams, no positive tests today. You can hear that on 106.3 and 107.5 FM. As always, appreciate your interaction on the text line, 319-366-1600. I'd encourage you to use that today. And with the Buttons being out today, gets a little unwieldy for Todd or I to go answer the phone on the other side of the glass. So apologize for any issue in that regard. But the text line is available and usually is humming for the next 3 hours of local programming. Big story on the local front. I think it's a big story anyway, and it applies to sports of all levels, I think, as the Marion Independence School District Board voted last night 5-2 to do away with the school's mascot / nickname, which is the Indians. Marion, one of 10 schools in the state of Iowa that use Indians as a nickname. Not many, if any, in our listening area, but Oskaloosa is pretty close. Walk-on, both use the Indians. And this is interesting to me because we've seen what's happened to the Washington Redskins. They are now the Washington football team. We've seen in baseball the Cleveland Indians doing away with Chief Wahoo a couple years ago. But there are all kinds of different examples of something, a nickname or a mascot that might be offensive to someone. I don't think anything is universally offensive, or very few things. But in 2020, Indians is offensive. It might have been 20 years ago, but we didn't hear about it. I visited with Marion Athletic Director Mike Manderscheid about an hour ago and get some background on this. And keep in mind, Marion has been a school district since 1860. Fielded its first athletic teams in the late 1920s. And Mike told me that there's been discussion almost every year about the nickname, but to his recollection, couldn't remember it going to a vote before the school board. The superintendent solicited letters from various people, including representatives of the Meskwaki settlement over in Tama. The Meskwakis urged Marion to change the name, do away with Indians. There also was a voluntary survey that was put out. About two-thirds of the people that participated wanted Marion to keep Indians for the nickname. But as Mike pointed out, folks didn't have to reveal their gender as they voted or background. So that's a little bit of the history that went into this decision. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Do you agree with it? Where does it end? I mean, we've also got schools in this state that use Braves and Warriors and Chiefs as nicknames. What about the Kansas City Chiefs? Is that acceptable anymore in this ever-evolving PC world? And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but times are a-changing, folks. And we've seen it in the college ranks, the National Football League, Major League Baseball, and now high school level. On the other hand, you got a school like Florida State, which is the Seminoles. Correct me if I'm wrong, someone, but I think the Seminole Nation embraced that and said that's an honor to have Seminoles as a nickname. So, Todd, I know you're not huge on the high school front. You certainly pay attention. But
no, I'm just huge.
But this is at all levels of sports, and now it's come local.
Yeah, one of the school, you said there were 10 Indians in the state of Iowa?
That I could count.
Mm-hmm. Comanche.
Comanche, yeah.
Is one of those. They were a big rival of ours growing up in DeWitt, and I know they still use the name as well. I understand anytime you're talking about something that people have a connection to, you're going to get a visceral reaction. And so you have, and I was reading up on this earlier today, and I did something I don't normally enjoy doing, but I put on my waders and dove into the comments section on the Gazette's story on the name change vote, which this took place yesterday.
Last night. Mm-hmm.
So on Columbus Day / Indigenous Persons Day, depending on how you want to look at it. There's a little bit of irony in that. It's a nickname,
mm-hmm.
right? So if it's offensive, say you've got 10 people, and it's offensive to 3 and 7 don't have an issue with it, but you could change it to something that didn't offend any of the 10 people, why not change it to something that's not going to offend 3 people, 4 people, 5 people, whatever it is? I think my opinion on this has changed over the course of 40 years, but it gets very uneasy to me, when you start co-opting groups of people and identities. And you're always going to have, you mentioned Washington changing its name to the football team, which I think we can all agree is pretty stupid.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to change the name, have a plan. Change the name. You can find, and you know this as well as I do, because our former boss would often discuss this with us, you can find Native American people who don't find the former name offensive. Then there are also a number of other people who do find it offensive. I grew up, and that's what the team was called. No big deal. And then the older you get, you look at it and you realize, okay, maybe that one's over the line. Indians is, I mean, that's, I don't want to speak for a group of people. To me, I can see where a lot of people would look at that and say that's borderline offensive, if not offensive at all.
Is it offensive or honoring?
Well, and I think that's where you get into the Atlanta Braves situation, mm-hmm. where the Braves name, okay, that's a name. Now, what about the imagery? So we've seen the screaming tomahawk 50s logo from the Braves, Milwaukee, Boston, Milwaukee, Atlanta. They've phased that out. Fans doing the tomahawk chop. Okay. The Braves name, yeah, maybe people could live with that. But it's when you start doing this, the caricature things, white people showing up at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City in feathers and war paint. Probably don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it's a little bit easier for other people to look and say, okay, we can live with the name. That's where I come down on it.
We've got a school in Iowa with the nickname Midgets. The Estherville Midgets. Now, I can see that be offensive to some people. Where does it stop? Where does it end? Are we going to see more of it? 319-366-1600 is our text line, 2134. Call me old school. Let's grow. Stop letting the tail wag the dog. All right. I had another important component, 316 on the gym class, talking with Mike Mandish, I had the Marion athletic director. What about the branding? The jerseys, the t-shirts that kids buy and parents buy, and the branding on websites. Again, this is going to take place when the summer sports end, on or thereabouts, July 31st, August 1st. But Mike told me about 50% of the uniforms that Marion has just have Marion on the front. But 50% don't. Again, you're going to have to change a whole lot of things to make this politically correct in the Marion School Board's mind.
It's a good opportunity to make some money, though, Mark. Look at it that way. They can, I don't know how they do things at Marion. My high school, they would always have the garage sales. They would sell off all the old equipment, jerseys, mm-hmm. things of that nature. Sell off the old jerseys, sell new t-shirts, make some money.
Opportunity.
Opportunity knocks.
Do you have a Central DeWitt or a DeWitt Central t-shirt?
I think I have a shirt that says Central Football on it.
Mm.
And I have a couple baseball items that I bought after, because this my former school district had a long history, not anything offensive, actually. Yes and no. Long story. People were offended by the name of the school district, not the nickname of the school district.
Sabres.
Central DeWitt has been an issue in that neck of the woods ever since the schools consolidated back in, I think it was the late 50s, early 60s, because the people in the smaller towns, which, by the way, if you don't know, it's Lowmore, Grand Mound, and Welton.
Lowmore, right?
Among others.
Okay, yeah.
And DeWitt was the largest. And you consolidated, and these people in the small towns, they felt like their identity was being taken away from them. So it was, for me, this is the opposite argument here. I grew up with people complaining about the name of the school and not the nickname.
Sabres are cool nickname.
It is, and they have actually, they have rebranded and modernized their quote-unquote logo in the 20-plus years that I've been gone. So it's not... it's not out of the realm of things to think that maybe it's time to freshen up some things, rebrand, come up with a good name, maybe one that doesn't have to do with groups of human beings. Marion, I don't know much about the history of Marion, but it's been around a long time, and I'm guessing if they wanted to go into the history books here, there may be some opportunities for them to come up with an identity that could really tie themselves into the community.
Amanda Scheidt says they're going to review this, not review it, I'm sorry, but take any and all input as to what nickname Marion should adopt at the start of next school year. We got some viewpoints coming in on the text line, 319-366-1600. John on 380. I agree with Todd. Change it. I do think history should be embraced. Andy weighing in. As you said, Mark, where does it end? The basis of the famous Ray Bradbury story, Fahrenheit 451, was that books were being burned because someone somewhere was offended by something in every book.
You know, you don't want to wind up on the side of the book burners.
No.
We've seen that in the past. It's been a long time since I've read Ray Bradbury. You're taking me back to my high school English days there.
Catcher in the Rye, another one that got taken off the shelves, I believe. 1345, they should go by the Marion Duratios. 1803, I'm a Marion parent of two student athletes on the middle school scale right now. 99% of the shirts, hats, and such that I don't say Marion without the nickname. I understand the reason for wanting to change the name, but it'll never take away who you represent as a youth baseball coach. As a youth baseball coach, we always tell the boys the name on the front is where you are from, and the name on the back is who you represent. Thank you for that input. And we're coming up on our first break at 3:21. We'll dive right back into this and get to more of your comments as we go to our first break of the day. And we'll be back on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Play your game with the First Bet risk-free. Up to $500. Only at Elite Sportsbook. Just sign up for a new Elite Sportsbook account and make your first bet online. If it is graded as a loss, we will match it with a free bet up to $500. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for a list of casino locations and sign up today. You will always be in the game with Elite Sportsbook. For a limited time only, must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
As a property owner, you think you should be able to do it all. But even you could use some help. That's what EPM Iowa Property Management does. At EPM, every property matters, whether you own a large apartment complex or a one-bedroom house rental. EPM Iowa keeps your tenants happy and maintains your properties so you get the investment returns you're hoping for, plus more time to spend with family, find other investments, or just get a peaceful night's sleep. Let EPM Iowa manage your rental property. Get to know them at epmiowa.com.
Hey, how come nobody else's leaves are out?
Leaf vacuums? Delayed, buddy.
How do you guys know all this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com, especially this fall. With all the debris collection, you'll find out about any delays or schedule changes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Time to refresh your space? Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help with impeccable, well-born cabinetry. The Alexander design team respects and can work with any budget. And in addition to stunning kitchens, they also create home offices, mudrooms, laundry rooms, bathrooms, even living rooms with built-ins. Design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Hey, absentee voters, are you ready to VOTE? Then make sure you return your ballot ASAP. Look for your ballot request form in the mail or request one now at voterready.iowa.gov. Remember, to be counted in the upcoming general election, your absentee ballot needs to be postmarked before Election Day. You can also vote safe in person. Just make your voice heard on November 3rd. brought to you by the Iowa Secretary of State's office.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
I like that riff, Todd. Welcome back to the gym class on this Tuesday afternoon, 3:24. In about 10 minutes, Cal Eldred, Kansas City Royals pitching coach, will be joining us to talk baseball. Always look forward to that. We have been talking and getting several comments about the decision by the Marion School District to change the nickname, the mascot of the school, which currently is the Indians. And they're going to solicit all input, try to come up with a new name. And we've already been getting some suggestions on our text line. You know, they have a Swamp Fox Festival over in Marion, which is very popular. And a couple people suggesting the foxes or the Swamp Foxes. A couple people like Big Red, the Marion Big Red.
Oh, we've seen that on the college ranks, right?
Yes.
Is it Cornell? The Ivy League Cornell? Aren't they the big
That sounds familiar,
now?
Yeah.
They used to be, their imagery was something to do with Native Americans.
We know Stanford changed its nickname not so long ago. Cheddar on the text line. Got to change the name. You want to be on the right part, right side of history. Change it to the Ham and Eggers. And that may refer to a place that you're not familiar with, Todd, but a great breakfast place, Ole's Ham and Egger, in the heart of Marion. I don't believe it's there anymore, but you could go there after closing the bars at night.
I believe that term was also used by Bobby Heenan in the World Wrestling Federation parlance.
Yeah.
The Ham and Egger.
Yep.
I like that. 319-366-1600. By the way, this is just, I looked this up during the break for proof that offensive is in the eye of the many here. You mentioned Esterville, the midgets.
Mm-hmm.
The Little People of America organization did a survey about the word midget. And 90% of little people, that are people born with dwarfism, 90% of little people say that the term midget should never be used to describe somebody with dwarfism, which means that if you had 10 little people, one of them would say, yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, you can't solve all the world's problems. You're never going to make anybody happy. You're not going to make everybody happy here. I'm just glad I don't have to deal. I don't have to deal with it.
1345 on the text line. So at this rate, is Indian Creek just going to be Creek? Well, that's a very popular stream that runs through various parts of Cedar Rapids and Marion. Jeff, animal rights people, get on the bandwagon. Then what? You've got tigers, lions. Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, everybody draws the line somewhere. I draw the line there. I think the animal people are a little kooky to me. When they worry about co-opting the identities of animals.
A little Happy Days reference from Cyclone Tim. Call them the Marion Cunninghams. Creative.
Get Henry Winkler to come down for homecoming.
Yeah. Let's see. One more here. 0623. I could be way off. Seems to me if we continue to remove all of these Native American names, they will eventually be forgotten. 319-366-1600, diving into.
But the, so Squaw Creek.
Yes.
Is not a Native American name. I believe that is what the European settlers to the area chose to call that. So it's not really necessarily that Native Americans themselves used many of these. Now,
that has been changed.
That has been changed.
Yeah.
Now, where do you draw the line? Iowa is, correct me if I'm wrong here, is that not from a Native American language? I believe it is. Mississippi. Again, where does it end? I don't think changing the name in particular from a group of a sports team's nickname from a group of people who by and large feel as if they've been marginalized and co-opted by society as a whole, I don't necessarily know if that's the same thing as the name of the state, the name of a river. You know, I grew up near the Wapsipinicon River. That's very clearly Native American. I think there's room. There's got to be room for compromise on some issues. At the end of the day, you go to school at Marion. You're a Marion resident. You're a Marion graduate. The nickname, yeah, I know people are going to be attached to it, but maybe this is an opportunity for growth and a sweet, sweet infusion of cash when you rebrand and sell all those T-shirts. Think about it.
Yeah, what's PC in 2020 may not be PC in 2050. You know,
neither one of us is going to be around to see that, Mark.
We won't have to worry about it, no. But you know what I'm saying? What was PC in 1928 when Marion first fielded its athletic teams certainly is not PC today, and maybe that's good. I'm not here to say it's good or bad, but it's interesting to me what is happening along these lines, not only as far as a Metro team goes, but what's happened on the national landscape. So feel free to weigh in, 319-366-1600. And Kinsley, squaw is actually an English word now considered offensive that was used to describe Native American women.
I think I've learned more about Native Americans in the last 15 minutes on this program than I have in all my years of schooling, which may or may not be one of the underlying issues here.
I bet you always did good in gym class.
No. my baseball coach was my gym teacher my senior year, so I did good that year.
All right, we can continue to talk about Marion. We can talk in about 5 minutes with, Cal Eldred, Kansas City Royals pitching coach, who is familiar with all things baseball. We're going to talk to him about Rick Renteria getting let go. There's three jobs open in baseball. Is that right, Todd? The Red Sox.
Yep. The White Sox. And who else is currently looking for a skipper?
We'll get that to you. But a lot of things to talk about with Cal, and tomorrow we're going to welcome the return of Scott Unash. Nobody more so than Todd, grateful for that. And hopefully Buttons soon. Buttons has had to tend to a couple things the last couple days, and hopefully his return will be swift. Chris Liss helps you set your fantasy lineups tomorrow on the show. Todd, did you see this? Sports betting in Iowa is at an all-time high.
I did. I did see that, and that's good. I think people understood that it was going to take a little while to get a foothold going in the state, and quite frankly, I'm not surprised by the fact that people that have sat around for months looking for something to do. Sports return. Many people are still stuck at home. What's one way to make something that you don't really have an opinion about interesting? Throw some money on it. Tonight's game between the Bills and the Titans.
Meh. With everything being postponed, was it the Korean Baseball Organization that was about the only thing available? And did it just... maybe Australian rules
They had Korean baseball, Russian table tennis, and I mean they were scraping the bottom of the barrel for options. But now that baseball came back, the NBA came back, football's back, I am not surprised at all to see the numbers that they are. That's good news, especially for our friends at Riverside, who who, I mean, they launch in August, get ready for football, and their plan was to truly hit the ground running, and their big, big launch was going to be the NCAA men's basketball tournament. That was going to be a huge event for them, and that goes off the board, and then the start of the football season. So they're playing catch up here, but I think looking at these numbers, I think they'll be all right in the long run.
I think so. Yeah, with the return of six major sports, something like that, has everything to do with it. And by the way, casino traffic is down, so most of this is online betting, and it's very simple to do. And I know Todd has instructed you how to do that on his show.
It's the wave of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as more states across the country legalize it, I think we're up to 18, maybe 20, somewhere in the neck of the woods, which is amazing given the fact that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we were at one. I think as more states legalize it, maybe you'll see state legislatures revisiting some of the laws in the books. Like in Iowa, you've got to be within the border to place a bet. Well, if the majority of states have it, I think eventually maybe you relax that constraint a little bit. You can't tell me right now there aren't people who live in Omaha who don't drive across the river, pull into the parking lot of the Hy-Vee that's a mile or so into Council Bluffs, place their bets, and then turn around and go right back across the bridge.
Well, same true in your neck of the woods in the Quad Cities. Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah. Let's go to a break, and we'll bring in Cal Eldred when we return right here on the Gym Class.
Now at Menards, save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. Menards has a great selection of ideal garage doors to choose from. Styles range from the classic look to traditional and contemporary to modern. You're sure to find a door that fits your style. All ideal garage doors are 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through October 17th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Iowa's elections need you. We're looking for poll workers for the upcoming election who can assist with voter check-in and balloting to make Election Day a success in all 99 of Iowa's counties. Many employers offer paid time off if you help at a polling place. Even if yours doesn't, your county auditor will pay you for the time you spent training and working. Are you ready to do your part by doing more than just vote on Election Day? Fill out the form at pollworker.iowa.gov to get involved. Sponsored by the Iowa Secretary of State's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Remember being in your favorite sport clips, getting set for that great MVP haircut experience? Yeah, how about if we made that wait even shorter? Now, with Sport Clips On Deck text alerts, when you check in online or with our app, we'll text you a 15-minute heads up when it's time to head in. And when you're the next man up, you'll get another text to come take your seat. Less wait time, more prime time. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Ready for an oil change? O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need. Our professional parts people can suggest the best products for your car and budget. Like 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter, everyday low price just $26.99. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sure thing, we can help you with your wipers. If yours are squeaking or streaking, it's probably time to replace them. We've got great deals on wipers that can stand up to any weather. Right now, you can get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail or email when you buy 2 Rain-X Quantum wiper blades. And with our next day delivery and free same day store pickup, you can get them fast. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome back to the gym class. 3:40 on this beautiful Tuesday in Eastern Iowa. Hope you're enjoying the afternoon. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn coming up at the top of the hour. Hope you'll stay tuned for that show, which spans 2 hours. Todd sitting in with me today as Scott Unash finishes up his vacation. But right now we want to turn the page to one of our good friends, Cal Eldred, one of the biggest fans of popcorn this side of Orville Redenbacher. And he's also the Kansas City Royals pitching coach. So, afternoon, Cal.
And a pitching coach, no doubt.
All right, let's talk. Before we talk about the two series that are going on, we've got some managerial openings. Then the latest one to go vacant is in Chicago with the White Sox. Rich Renteria parting ways with that club. You have a little bit of a, I don't know, what do you call it? Do you have a tiff this year with the White Sox? What was it?
No, I think the bottom line, and I know Scott was probably happy about this, they kind of had our number. We didn't manage to win the close ones, and we caught them when they were playing really well. And so I think that was something that was tough for us. And it cost us. They were the one team we didn't play well against in the Central, in the American League Central. And it cost us a lot, but they've got some young players. They've got a few veteran players that really helped their ball club. And so it's something that I think that, you know, they're going to be good for a while. So I was a little surprised with, that job being open. But I also know that there's some things that Rick Renteria was trying to take care of. So you respected that decision.
Cal, as I'm watching these playoff games, it just has confirmed what we already know, and that's the importance of bullpens. And I don't know how and when we got to this phenomenon of dominating bullpens, even bullpen games. And there were 10 teams in Major League Baseball this year, despite the short season, that didn't have a complete game. And I wonder if you'd comment on bullpens and how important they are in baseball.
Well, you know, a lot of people are going to point the finger at the organization I work for, and that's because of how the Royals had an extremely effective bullpen in 2014 and 15 and winning the World Series in 15 with, you know, really 4 to 5 guys that they counted on to pitch the last 4 innings of a ball game. And we're seeing that more and more now. We're even seeing openers, guys who will come in, throw a couple innings at the beginning of the game to get through the lineup one time, and then go to a guy who's a starter who ends up getting the team, pitching the team into the seventh and going through the order twice. And I think a lot of this comes from analytics and you say analytics, but it also comes from just looking at the numbers and realizing that a lot of pitchers have a difficult time the third time through the lineup. And so why not, you know, go with the numbers? And you can choose to go against them if you see that a pitcher's cruising. So that's there's still decisions to be made. But the matchups lots of times are there for you. And I think that's part of the reason why you're seeing these bullpens. I do, you know, playing such a big role, but I also think, Mark, just like last night in the Dodgers-Atlanta game, Buehler used up a lot of pitches trying to get, you know, trying to pick and get strikeouts. And he's, even his own words is, I'd rather walk a guy than give up a hit. And sometimes that comes back to bite you. And unfortunately their bullpen got caught towards the end of the game. And it's to expect 5 guys to have good days every day is a tough thing to depend on.
Cal, it's Todd filling in for Scott today. I think you look at the era that you pitched in and then what's going on today, a guy like Brusdar Graterol of the Dodgers, we saw him come through Cedar Rapids with the Colonels, really powerful arm. And yet, in your era, maybe somebody tries to start him for 2, 3, 4 years to maximize that arm before they move him to the bullpen. Now, he's in the bullpen to start his career, and I don't think he's ever going to make a start. Where did that change take place? Is that something to do with the analytical movement?
You know, Ty, that's a great question. I think the key to the, for me, the difference between starting pitchers and guys who relieve, sometimes it's stuff. And with Gratterall, you see the explosive fastball, but you also wonder how long in a game against big league hitters can he sustain that fastball? There's quite a few guys who will pitch it at 91 to 93, 94 miles an hour as a starter, and they have trouble once they get to the third time around the lineup. Excuse me. But if you put them in the bullpen and you say you're going to face 3 to 6 guys, they're throwing 98 to 100. And so that's where that guy ends up in the bullpen. No question, in my era, and even yet today, Todd, we look at those pitchers when they're drafted or signed, and, man, it would be great if this kid could start. And can he maintain that? But it's not just about the physical. It's not just about the numbers that a guy has trouble the third time around the lineup or the second time around the lineup. It takes a very astute player, and this isn't whether a player is smart or not, but the mental grind that it takes to start and to be able to think, to do what you see Charlie Morton do, to do what you see Schnell doing out there, Clayton Kershaw, Buehler to a certain example, a guy like Hendricks, so many people are Cub fans here, you appreciate what he does. Mentally, that guy's in the game for a long time, 2 to 3 hours, and he grinds through that. There's very few players that are capable of doing that. So to me, it's as much as the physical, is probably more the mental side of understanding what is the hitter trying to do to me in his first at-bat and his third at-bat and making those changes as the game goes on. To me, that's the difference.
Cal, Clayton Kershaw scratched from his start today with back spasms. Our poll question of the day asks the simple question, are the Dodgers in trouble? You with us, Cal?
Oh, I think we lost Cal. I'll go ahead and get him back here.
Sounds good. Yeah, Kershaw missing his start and the Dodgers down 2-0. We're going to get Cal back on the line here. I thought they had pretty good phone service in Mount Vernon down where he lives, but nevertheless, we'll get him back. Could be on our end. You never know. Again, tonight we've got baseball for you, 6:30 on 1600 and 102.3 FM. And NFL action, 6 o'clock, Tennessee and Buffalo, 106.3 and 107.5. Cal, you back with us?
Yes. I lost you, and I don't know where.
The important thing is you're back with us. I was asking you, Clayton Kershaw scratched from his start today. Our poll question is, do you think the Dodgers are in trouble?
I would probably have to agree with that, not only just because Clayton's not pitching today and they need him to be successful in the series to do what he normally does, but I would say that Atlanta's hot right now, and when their offense strikes like they do, they can strike quickly, and you saw that last night. They're also a good defensive team, and they have some very good pitching themselves. So it's a good club, but I would never count the Dodgers out. They've obviously proven throughout the year that they deserve to be where they're at.
A lot of folks applauding the way the American League series standing right now with Tampa Bay up 2-0, huh?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. But you know what, Tampa, give them credit. Their bullpen has done a lot of work to our earlier conversation this year, but their starting pitching gets them that 5 innings. So what Charlie Morton has done, and I was alluding to him earlier, and what a starter can do, they've been able to Glasnow and Snell and Morton, that's what gives that team a really real boost. But they play great defense, and they're relentless in the batter's box.
Kind of a softball for you here, Cal, but what are the Royals going to do in the offseason, do you think?
What I love to say, Mark, is that we're going to be right in the middle of all these free agent signings, but I really feel like we are going to focus on the guys we have. We'll have a few guys that will reach arbitration, so that's going to increase the payroll some. We do have some money that has a possibility of coming off the books, and maybe some players even that would sign back. But Alex Gordon, with him retiring, and possibly Ian Kennedy, you know, with his contract coming off the books, that's a lot of money that we could do something with, or we don't have to do much with it, because I think we do have some answers within our own organization. Some of these players may not be ready yet, but that's then to look outside the organization, look for some pieces, maybe an outfielder. I know a bat or two would really help our lineup. It's already a pretty good lineup. So I think those are probably the key things we're looking for.
Cal, a lot of people around here are watching the changes that are on the horizon for minor league baseball this offseason. Rob Manfred is paring down the minor leagues, streamlining the development process. For a team like your team, the Royals, is this, do you think this will benefit them, or is this something that may not help a team like the Royals, the Pirates, the Rays in the long run?
It doesn't help us at all, Todd. Another great question, but it doesn't help us at all, because we count on, you mentioned three organizations there, and we all count on being able to develop our own players and getting them to the big leagues. And lots of times we can't afford them when they get into their last year of arbitration, or especially free agency. And so you try to develop your own players, and you've got to give a lot of players the opportunity to play the game, to have the few that you can get in the big leagues and have success. And so I really, unfortunately, we're paring this down, like you said. It's not by our choice. It's not what our organization wants to do. And unfortunately, it's going to make it tougher for us to continue to develop our own players and stay competitive at the major league level.
Has the Royals pitching coach re-upped?
Well, you do your homework, don't you? I have not even talked contract with Dayton Moore, our general manager, yet. I think that's a good sign. I haven't seen an announcement going the other way, so I think that's okay. But you know, I enjoy wanting to be there, no doubt. I have my first year with Mike Matheny at the helm, and working with Dayton Moore and Scott Sharp and Mr. Sherman, John Sherman, the new owner, fantastic guy. So I hope you hope obviously something gets worked out, and I'm sure it will. It's something I've got enough things to worry about besides that. But when I get asked this question, I better answer it honestly.
What's spring training going to look like in 2021?
The part of that question that's hard to answer is, how many players are they going to allow to be there? And do we have to have this? Are we going to have the same restrictions where we're spread out? Because the more restrictions and the more social distance that Major League Baseball wants, the fewer players and staff that we can have there. And you guys have been to spring training complexes, and you've seen how players, there's people everywhere. And it's tough to, you know, for everybody to get their work done if we have to be spread out. So it's going to be really interesting if they turn us loose, and then it'll look like normal, obviously. But if not, and there's more restrictions, then I think you may have a staggered, maybe even a staggered start with the minor league teams starting a little bit later. But I think it'll all get done, and we'll have Major League Baseball and minor league baseball with hopefully fans attending.
That popcorn machine humming, and we're about an hour away from first pitch.
Yep, it's humming. Well, it doesn't take long, but I'm the guy that always has to make it too. So my wife claims she doesn't know how to do it. So, but if you guys know how it is, if you, your significant other, your wife will sit down and watch sports with you, you'll make the popcorn, right?
That's right. Cal, thanks for joining Todd and I today, and we do it again next week?
You bet. It was great talking to you guys.
All right, Cal, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
I guess it depends on whether he's under contract with us, whether he's re-signed with us.
That's true. That's true.
That was a very diplomatic answer on his part, by the way.
It was.
Mike Matheny's not going anywhere, I don't think Cal is. By the way, the Tigers, the third managerial, we forgot about that because it happened during the regular season.
Gardy stepped aside.
Ron Gardenhire stepped aside, and they are currently looking for a new manager.
Let's take our last break, Todd, and then when we come back, we're going to put a bow on this show.
Yeah, sure, the players bring some skill to the game, but if I don't put them in my lineup, who cares? Not me. I'm Eric Rubino, fantasy baseball GM and league runner-up 2 of the last 9 years. I use the Progressive Name Your Price tool with options based on my budget. And for a guy that's used to being in control, it fits. Like this runner-up t-shirt. Champ gets a trophy, but you can't wear a trophy. Boom.
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where is your haircut gone? We know you don't get out as much. You don't drive by your regular sport clips and pop in for that MVP haircut experience that is so much more than a haircut. But isn't it worth getting out for? For that legendary hot steam towel for your face, massaging shampoo that makes you melt into your seat. Oh man, you remember that, right? We found your haircut. It's right where you left it. Sport clips. It's good to be a guy.
Election Day is November 3rd. If you plan to vote by mail, plan ahead at usps.com/voting info. There, you will find helpful resources, such as guidance for successfully using the mail, links to find your state's rules and deadlines, information for military and overseas voters, and more. The U.S. Postal Service is ready to deliver for you. Make sure you're ready, too. Start today at usps.com/voting info.
Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming up Wednesday, we've got much more football to discuss with you. It's a battle of unbeaten division leaders in Music City, plus Key's real rankings and who can really contend for the next NBA title. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, Wednesday, 6 a.m. Eastern, ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Welcome back. Final minutes of the gym class today. Mark Dukes, Todd Brommelkamp, and Scott Unas returning to the captain seat tomorrow. Scheduled to it anyway. But Todd, appreciate you sitting in the last couple days. It's been fun. It has been fun.
We've had things to talk about. There's no doubt about that. 3-4 months ago, maybe I have a different answer for you.
Still getting comments about our previous conversation about Marion Indians no longer after this season. 4182, I'm sure that PC didn't exist in 1928. 0206 likes the Marion Buccaneers. 1728 asking the question, if Indians is offensive, will Notre Dame stop using the Fighting Irish?
Ah, that old straw man getting propped up.
5165. In regards to our conversation about gambling and sports betting in Iowa reaching an all-time high, why don't they have odds on esports?
Your guess is as good as mine. There are some sports books that do book that action, and there are others. I think it all comes down to their risk team, where they look and decide if that's something that they want to get involved with or not. Esports. The idea of betting on somebody playing a video game is
yeah
probably as foreign to me as somebody in 1924 thinking that they'd ever have a problem with the name Indians in the year 2020. So
$70.99, I spend more time at Elite Sportsbook or on Elite Sportsbook now than I do on social media.
And they thank you.
LOL. Todd, what do you have coming up on your show?
We are going to discuss a little baseball with our good friend Ed Creech of MLBTradeRumors.com in the 5 o'clock hour. And our countdown to kickoff series continues. Alex and I are making stop number 5 on our tour. We head north. Friend of the station, friend of both shows, Mike Grimm, the play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Speaking of elite, promises to have an elite segment with us.
Mike Grimm, Manchester native, and yeah, as you said, friend of both shows. So, again, we want to thank your interaction, excuse me, on the text line, on our discussion about nicknames, mascots, in light of the fact Marion is changing its nickname beginning in 2021-2022. Appreciate that. Also, the visit with Cal Eldred. Tomorrow, Chris List, the return of Scott Unash, and we will visit with you tomorrow. Todd, thanks again.